Kathy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
A little bit more effort to drive them in, but you can't miss them. They're very distinctive. They're usually blue in color. And if it turns out that that hollow step just doesn't have enough concrete behind it to really grab, you can drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step. Really, it's going to depend on how it lines up with the rest of the house. And then you can set that post in soil. And to do that, you would simply dig a post hole. You know, you can use a post hole digger to do that. You dig down about 3 feet. And then you stick a wood post in there, and then you pour concrete, and you can get the red bag by Quikrete. It's a fast-setting concrete. Pour it in the hole dry and make sure that that post is level, and then you add water to that hole itself and kind of it mixes in place. It doesn't really need a lot of prep, but it definitely dries or cures, I should say, super strong to support that post. So if it turns out that going into the step is impossible, this is a great way to get the support you need for the post, and it is a super easy DIY project.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. Appreciate it.
All right. You are welcome.
All right. Heading out my way in Ohio is Pete, and he wants to talk about some lighting. What's going on there?
My wife and I would like to install canned lights on the first floor of our two-story home. Kind of project would I be getting myself into.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Pete. Do you like to fish?
you
know, do you enjoy casting a rod, hooking a fish? I'm only asking you this because when you install those canned lights in a finished ceiling, I mean, it's not like something that's open and you can put the wires all where they need to go and it's very easy. When you are going into something that is already finished, you quite literally have to fish that wire through everything to get it from wherever you're pulling that power from to the point where you want those fixtures. And it can be a challenge, but it can also could be fun.
I see what you did there.
All right, so fixtures are there already, but you would want the canned lights on a completely separate switch?
No, they can all be, we can use the existing existing switch, existing line.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Obviously, you have to use power. You got to light things up, so you have to lay out those lights. And you want to be careful not to put one where there's going to be a ceiling joist above it, because that makes it really hard to install. So make sure you know where they are. Next, you're going to have to get power to that light. And those lights would all be connected together in a series. Then you have to get power into that line, and you also have to get a switch onto that. So it's not an easy project for somebody that doesn't do it all the time. Electricians know the tricks of the trade. They can assess it pretty quickly, and they know what to expect. So I wouldn't consider this a very basic electrical project. It's more of an advanced state. You do need some advanced tools like a fiberglass rod that you use to fish those wires through and get them to the right place. You've got to get power. You've got to get the switch. You've got to get a circuit that goes to all those lights. And because you're working in a finished room, all of this is much more challenging. For example, going from one fixture to the next when you're in the same bay, space between those ceiling joists, easy. But going perpendicular to that means you now have to drill through those joists to get the wires through. That's not so easy. There's a lot to be done, and you want to do this with a minimum amount of destruction to your home. So this really might be something that you want to hire a pro for, all right?
Yeah, let a pro come in and destroy your home. That's great.
Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they're coming in and doing the work in a way that you, as first timer for this electrical project, might totally destroy an area where the pro will be like, oh, no, zippity-doo-dah, do it like this.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you ready to get glowing this holiday season? But, you know, without leaving holes in your siding or starting a power outage. Coming up, we're going to share smart, damage-free ways to hang your holiday lights and all your decorations, from the safest ladder practices, like renting a cherry picker at Jim's house, to the best clips and cords. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. So stay with us. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you're all busy getting ready for the Thanksgiving festivities, so here is a quick refresh that you can tackle right now. You know, the front door is the first impression that your guests will get, so make it shine. Sweep the porch, add a fall wreath, pop a planter filled with mums or some seasonal greenery next to the door, and voila, it's gorgeous. You can even swap in a fresh doormat with a fun or just an elegant fall message. Wipe down the front door and the surrounding trim with a damp cloth to remove the dust and the cobwebs, and suddenly your front entry has an instant refresh. You didn't break out the paint can. You didn't have to do any major work. It's just some elbow grease, and you're suddenly going to have a beautiful front entry that's perfect for the season. All right, so let's get to it. Well, whether you're going full-on Clark Griswold or just outlining the eaves with a gentle twist. You like that, Jim? Clark Griswold?
Nice visual. Nice callback. I like it.
I mean, this really is my favorite time of year. I love the decorating. I love the movies. I love the feeling. I love the energy. So, you know, you've got the best of Leslie for the next, what, 5 weeks? But truly, guys, whatever you are working on, it could be hanging lights, wreaths, garlands. If you do it the wrong way, you can damage your home's exterior and even pose safety hazards. So before you string a single bulb, let's go over a few smart and safe ways to make your home shine this season without putting yourself or your siding in danger. So let's start with the biggest mistake that people make, nails and staples. Sure, they're fast, and yes, they're going to hold everything in place, but they also leave behind holes, and that can lead to leaks and cracks or just start to let pests inside. Instead, look for those plastic light clips that are made especially for gutters, for shingles, for siding. They're easy to install. They're not going to damage the surfaces, and they're just as easy to remove once the season is over, except that one that's been on my roof since last year, and it's been driving me insane, but I quickly repurposed it when putting up the new lights. But I just, again, fear of heights, didn't want to get back up there to take it down.
I'm with you. I'm so with you.
But they're awesome. And if you use the ones for your roof, if you want to outline or just put something over the gutter, they really just slide under the roofing shingle, and it's a super easy install. Just, you know, take them all down. Now, next up, power does matter, so do not overload your outlets. If you're plugging in string lights, make sure that they're rated for outdoor use. You want to use weatherproof extension cords and ground fault circuit interrupters, those GFCI outlets, because they are designed to shut off automatically if there is a power surge or if they are exposed to water. And you can even upgrade to smart outdoor plugs that let you control those lights remotely, or better yet, set a timer so everything just comes on at dusk and turns off before bedtime. Or if you're crazy like me, turns off at dawn because you want to see the lights all night. But my wallet says turn off at bedtime. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're going to save energy, and it will cut down on trips out into the cold. Now, for ladders, this is super important. You want to make sure you're working with a ladder that's the right height for the job. Do not overreach. Always place it on level ground and have somebody nearby to hold it steady. It's also a good idea to hang lights during the day. I know you want to see how they look at night, but you can adjust, folks. This way you can clearly see and avoid any icy spots. If you want to keep it extra easy, think about solar or stake lights. Solar-powered string lights are lawn stakes. They don't require plugs at all, just the sunshine. And they're especially great if you don't have a convenient outdoor outlet or you just want to light up your walkway without running all those cords everywhere. And finally, storage. It's your friend. Once the holidays are over, take the time to neatly coil up the lights, label the bins, store everything in a cool and dry place. That way, next year's decorating is going to be a whole lot more jolly and a lot less tangled. So whether you're lighting up the block or just adding a cozy glow to the porch, a little planning and the right gear can help you decorate safely and keep your home looking merry and damage-free. All right, before you get your sparkle on, give us a call with your home improvement question. Jim, who do we have standing by?
Out in Missouri, we've got Lori on the line, Leslie, and she needs help with spackling. What's going on there, Lori?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling. I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that project without having a big mess, and it's going to get quite messy. But there are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you get through this project. So let's walk you through it. The first thing you need to do is test for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that popcorn material. You can pick up a testing kit for the asbestos at any kind of home hardware store near you, or you can use an outside lab. I mean, it's not terribly expensive, but you do want to make sure that it's not asbestos in any way before you tackle this project. Now, once you know that, the best process here is really something called like a wet scrape, and you get a 1 gallon garden sprayer, any kind of garden sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and then let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you should be able to take that wide spackle knife or putty knife and simply scrape that popcorn right off the ceiling. You want to go slow. You want to start in a small area, but you have to make sure that it's really absorbed that water well. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job. Did you miss some spots? Do you have to go over an area again? But you want to make sure that you've got it all off. The other thing is you can try to do it dry, but it really isn't going to give you the same level of success as that wet scrape. If you do have asbestos, obviously it's not a project that you could do. If there's lead paint, it could be a problem. It's so much easier for the stuff to become airborne when it's dry, so the wet approach is definitely better for a do-it-yourself project. If you do choose to go with the dryer, which definitely have a vacuum handy, it's going to be super dusty. Same for, you know, a wet dry vac helps you out with the other approach as well. You just want to make sure as you're pulling off all the debris, it goes right into the vacuum or goes right into proper drop cloths. You just have to make sure that you're working with that wide scraper and just know that you're going to get super messy. And the other thing you should consider here is as you're scraping, try to be careful and not gouge that ceiling. It's not going to be a perfect project because you are working hard to get all of that popcorn off. But if you do end up with any gouges in the ceiling, you can kind of fill it. Primer is going to be your best friend here to make sure that you're getting good adhesion. Don't go with any sort of sheen in that ceiling paint because if there are any areas of unevenness, you're going to notice it a lot more. But you know, and your neck is going to hurt. This is a project that's definitely, like, not a fun one. I hate doing anything on the ceiling, but you're going to be so pleased with the difference you see once that popcorn ceiling is down and real proud of yourself for a do-it-yourself well done.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't think your husband's laughing at you. He's laughing because he's happy because he doesn't have to do it. Are you heading out of town for the holiday season? Well, whether you're gone a few days or a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is key to peace of mind. Coming up, we've got simple ways to keep your home safe from break-ins so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. We've got that and more after this.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
60 Seconds of Service.
Army veteran Mike Bowerman turned his post-war struggles into action by creating VetFest, a Michigan event connecting veterans to mental health support, housing, and jobs. Now attracting 3,000 attendees annually, VetFest restores purpose and community for veterans who feel alone. Bowerman says, there's a community waiting for every veteran. The festival blends celebration with life-saving resources, transforming personal loss into hope and nationwide impact.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, shooting.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
New York's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, claims taxation isn't theft, but capitalism is.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Does Mamdani think every business owner is stealing from their workers? And he's supposed to lead the business capital of the world?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti,
Hey guys, do you have lots of guests coming over and you need to be ready, right? Well, lots of stuff going on. You've got holiday cooking, extra guests. All of that leads to more strain on your plumbing. And I'm not just talking about the bathroom, although that is one of the things. So let's get to the other stuff. You want to check your garbage disposal. Is it running smoothly? You can grind some ice and citrus peels to clean the blades, and that's going to freshen things up and remind the whole family and the guests to avoid pouring grease down the drain. It hardens, it gets gelatinous and gross, and that causes major clogs just in time for dinner. So lots of things that you can be doing, lots of things that you should be taking the steps to avoid doing so that those systems that work in the kitchen will continue to function. All right, guys, because everybody's got to eat a turkey, and sadly, all of those dishes do have to get washed. You're going to need to think for that. Well, the holidays are a time to relax, recharge, and reconnect, but nothing ruins that faster than getting a call that something's gone wrong at home and you're away. Now, whether you're gone for a weekend or a week, a few smart steps now can help keep your home safe from break-ins, burst pipes, and other unwelcome surprises. So first up, make your home look lived in. This is where Kevin McAllister really shined in Home Alone. He knew how to make that place look hoppin' and not just occupied by what? I think he was like supposed to be 7.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't think I could pull any of that together when I was 7. And certainly a boy child having, you know, being in the process of raising boys, I don't think they could have pulled that stuff together at 7. But who knows? So the point is here, guys, you have to make the house look like somebody is in there and that it's busy. And I think the biggest mistake travelers make is letting their home look vacant. So do the basics. Put lights on timers in a few key rooms and vary them. Don't have them all turn on at 5. I mean, you saw the bad guys being like, haha, number 5, look, boop, boop, all on. You want the bedroom to come on and go off. And you can, thanks to all of these smart plugs, set the timers for a variety of times. They can go on, they can go off, and it can look like somebody is actually using the house. And motion-activated exterior lights, those are going to be great too, especially near doors and driveways. Now, if you're expecting packages, either pause those deliveries or ask a neighbor to collect them, because truly nothing screams, we're not home, like a pile of Amazon boxes right on the front porch. And speaking of neighbors, let them know you're going to be away. A trusted neighbor is one of your best defenses. And ask them to keep an eye on your house, grab the mail, maybe even just park their car in your driveway occasionally, just to make things look active. Next, lock it down. I mean, all of it. It sounds obvious, but double check that every door and every window is locked. That includes the basement, the second floor windows, and the door from the garage into the house. Consider adding a smart lock or a doorbell camera. They're affordable, and they let you monitor things right from your phone. Now, don't forget the thermostat, and don't forget the plumbing. You want to set your thermostat to around 55 degrees. That will keep the pipes from freezing. I always do like 60. I don't know why, but 55 seems to be the recommended number, but I bump it up 5 to 60. That just seems better. So that gives an extra layer of protection to make sure that the heat is on, things aren't freezing. If you have a kitchen cabinet on an exterior wall, open up those cabinet doors. That's going to let the warm air circulate around the plumbing. If you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time, it's really not a bad idea to shut off the water supply to the washing machine or the dishwasher. That's going to prevent major leaks. And also protect against fire. Unplug those non-essential electronics like a coffee maker, a toaster, holiday lights. Do all of that before you go. Even if it's not in use or not on, just unplug all of those things. Not only does this reduce the risk of electrical fire, but it's going to save energy. Now, a security system, if you've got one, use it. You want to make sure it's armed, and you want to make sure that all of your contact info with that security system is up to date. If you don't, now's a great time to just explore basic DIY systems that will monitor the doors, the windows, and motion and alert sensors there that will notify you via smartphone that something is off at the house. Because you're not there. You want to know what's going on. And finally, don't advertise your trip. I know we all love posting travel pictures, but save the vacation bragging for when you get home. Posting real-time updates on your social media just tips off the wrong people that your house is sitting there empty. With just a little planning and a few smart precautions, you can head into your holiday travel knowing that your home is safe, secure and ready to welcome you back. That's all to make for a very happy holiday season. We don't want to ruin anybody's good time, all right? Jim, let's not ruin anybody's good time. Who can we help out? Who's next?
We have a flooring question coming out of Wisconsin. Leslie, we've got Robin. Robin, how can we help you out?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. Do we need to, I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under? Or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
I mean, you're making it sound, Robin, like there's a tremendous amount of glue on this floor. Is it just in little areas? Is there like inches of it all over? What's going on?
Just little areas of unevenness. And we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Yeah, and you're going to find that sanding it is just going to kind of gunk up the glue and get everything all stuck. And it kind of, it's always so funny. I feel like when you try to sand an adhesive, it just kind of warms up and reactivates it back into an adhesive. So that's kind of not the best. So generally with the vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside and some might recommend something as the underlayment. But most of the times I would just say follow that manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for the product. But for the most part with vinyl planking, you're really not going to need any kind of underlayment. They're either going to overlap and adhere to one another with double-sided tape, or they're going to click and lock together. It depends on what type of flooring product you're working with. But if it is a thinner vinyl plank and you are going to get a lot of flex to it, you might see those areas of unevenness from the adhesive below. If you go with a more rigid plank that has an underlayment that's going to kind of even out the spaces, I mean, especially if it's truly just little areas, that should do the trick of covering over it and creating a smooth and level surface. And then it's going to really look great.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that flooring project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, it's going to be winter before you know it. Are you ready for it? We're going to run through the must-have items to stock up on now before the salt sells out, the flashlights disappear, and the first snow turns your front steps into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to those forgotten things in your pantry, we've got your winter checklist coming right up. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is Leslie Segretti. Welcome back to The Money Pit. You know, you don't need a floral designer or a huge budget to create a wow-worthy holiday table. You can fill a few mason jars or vases with grocery store flowers, scatter mini pumpkins or pine cones down the center, and add a few tea lights or pillar candles. Make sure you use cloth napkins, and you can even print name cards if you're feeling fancy. Even those small touches can make your meal feel special, and that's what the holidays are all about. Now you guys are party ready, so let's get back to the callers. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois. Leslie, we've got Rich. Rich, what's going on with the siding at your money pit?
I've got a house that we had built in 2012 with cedar siding. It's looking a bit weathered now. We've not done anything, and I'm wondering what the right treatment would be if I just wash it and leave it, if I should wash it and stain it. What's the appropriate process for securing this? Also, whether or not I should seal each board or not.
All right, Rich, you know, that's a great question. And the good news about cedar siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to crack. But here's what you would do. First of all, you've got to use an anti-tannin primer, and that's usually an oil-based primer. And you're going to put that on the siding first. And then that kind of seals everything and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in that cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you're going to use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house that's siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it, so it's not going to get that kind of faded look that you might not be fond of. And if you go this process with the oil-based primer and the latex-based stain on top, you could probably get about 15 years on this process, especially the first time if you prep it right, and it will look terrific for years to come. All right, Rich, siding project is always a larger project to tackle, but it's definitely a great one, so hope it helps you out. Well, as the temperatures start to dip and the days get shorter, now is the time to shift into winter prep mode before you find yourself scrambling mid-snowstorm for batteries or trying to chip your way down an icy walkway without salt. So whether you're expecting snow, ice, wind, or just cozy evenings indoors, having a few key items on hand now will save you a lot of stress and even money later. So let's start outside. You want to stock up on ice melt now, especially pet safe or concrete safe versions if you need them. The stuff always flies off the shelves with the first cold snap, and you'll want it ready before your steps turn super slippery. And don't forget snow tools. Check your snow shovels, check the snow blower now. If anything's broken or rusted out, it's better to replace or repair it early. And if you do have a snow blower, make sure it starts and service it before you really need it. Now on to the indoors. You want to check your furnace filters and pick up a few extras. Clogged filters do make that system work harder. That'll drive up your bills and cut down the comfort. Stocking up now means that you will be covered for the whole season. Batteries, flashlights, lanterns, extra phone chargers, power banks, those should all be in one easy-to-find place. A winter storm could knock the power out fast, so you're going to thank yourself later for being ready. I actually just restocked all of that. I was like, I have no batteries. Why are all these chargers in a big pile in one drawer? I can't tell you it's going to last a very long time, Jim. But I did it.
Atta girl.
You know, a few days later, it still looks great, and the right chargers are in the right Ziploc, all of that. But so far, I think I'm the only person who's been in that drawer. Just give it a few days. When the boyfriend, the stepson, all the kids are around, I give it 5 minutes.
That's called living.
Yeah. I wish other people living would take care of the organizing. You know what I'm saying?
Touché.
So anyway, do that step now, and then we'll talk in 2 weeks when you need to do it again. Now, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, get that firewood stacked and cover it and make sure it's in a dry spot. And make sure you've got kindling and matches or fire starter all in a kit. Wet wood is no fun when you're cold. And finally, the pantry. Keep a few shelf-stable meals, extra water, and comfort items like tea, cocoa, or even soup on hand. It doesn't have to be fancy, just the stuff that you're going to want if you're stuck inside or if guests show up unexpectedly. For me, that's always brownie mix and Bloody Mary mix. Nothing says a snowstorm like a Bloody Mary, a puzzle, and brownies baking in the oven.
A little cinnamon in the air, maybe.
Well, the goal here, guys, is not like doomsday prep. It's just smart, simple comfort planning so that you can relax and enjoy the season no matter what the weather throws your way. Better safe than sorry.
Nothing ruins the look of your sleek, flat-screen TV faster than a tangle of messy cords trailing down the wall. Coming up, Leslie shares smart, simple ways to hide those wires for good. From easy stick options to built-in upgrades that keep your space safe and stylish. So stick with us on the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com/family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Looking to build and host a website? Does your small business need a presence online? Want to engage in online commerce, but just don't know where or how to start? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the experts at GoDaddy. Young Lee from GoDaddy has more.
We do have an end-to-end solution to grow anyone's online presence, whether you're an individual or a small business. And so when it's about registering that initial business name or that idea you have for your brand, that would be like a domain, all the way to building and hosting a website, as well as offering a suite of marketing tools to help you grow online. And on top of that, we're known for our user-friendly tools that are great for individuals and businesses that don't have the technical expertise or may not feel the confident in that area. And so we're known for our exceptional customer service too that we're really proud of.
Get your website up and running at GoDaddy.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Welcome back, you guys. Time now for Jim's favorite part, the emails. Who do we have?
Well, we've got Ronnie in New York City. He reached out saying his home is 50 years old. His central air and heating were installed 15 years ago, which included 5 vents in the basement. An energy auditor suggested sealing off the basement vents since they're not being used as a living space. But an HVAC expert says that closing the vents is going to build up some pressure and then strain the HVAC system. I want to save money every month, but not if it's going to cost me in the long run. So what's the right move?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I suppose since the heating system is 15 years old, it was designed to provide heat to the basement and air conditioning as well. Is it going to strain the system? Well, it might, because if it's not heating or cooling the same volume of air that it was designed to, you may find that that system is kind of working harder than it needs to deliver the same amount of heat or air conditioning. I don't think you're going to have a lot of savings by closing off those basement vents. If anything, you might want to consider insulating your basement walls or certainly the floor between the basement and the rest of the house. But I don't like the idea of shutting such a huge part of the system off. 1 or 2 rooms, okay. But I mean, you're maybe talking about 25% or more of what the system is designed to do. So in my view, I think you leave it as is, or I don't think you're really going to have a lot of expense or issues with that HVAC system. Plus 15 years might be time to update.
If you're tired of staring at a jungle of TV wires, we're going to clean up that clutter and give your wall-mounted setup the polished look it deserves. Right now with Leslie's Last Word. Miss Segretti?
Oh, why, yes, Mr. Kenzie. Here we go. All right, let's be honest. Nothing ruins that sleek, modern look of that flat-screen TV like a tangle of dangling cords. But the good news, hiding them is easier than ever. And one of my favorite fixes is using a cord management system. I mean, these are super easy to install. You paint them to match your walls or cover them with wall covering. You know, I love wall covering. If you've got wallpaper.
No way, you?
You can match it that way too, you guys. You want it to blend right in, and it's a small upgrade that has a big visual payoff. So if you've got all those wires running across the room or maybe across a doorway, why not use a cord cover or a low-profile threshold? This is going to clean up all of those floor-based cords really easily. Great for high-traffic areas because they protect the cables, but also keep them out of sight. However, if you want a more permanent fix and you're comfortable with a little DIY, you can go for an in-wall cable kit. Now, these kits let you run wires behind the wall for a completely clean look, just like the pros do. Just want to make sure that you're using components that are rated for in-wall use so that you're staying safe and code compliant. And it's really easy. I mean, you definitely are just opening a hole sort of behind the TV where the cables will go into and then opening a hole close to the power source or close to all of those components and fishing everything through the back wall. But it does require some planning and the proper equipment. And that's really all you need to say goodbye to the cord chaos and hello to a clean, modern media setup that you're gonna love showing off, because nothing irritates a crazy guest like Leslie Segretti when I'm looking at a pile of cords. I have organized my neighbor desk at work. I'm just saying, it happens.
And even worse, an insurance claim when somebody trips over your stuff.
Yeah, true. Thanks, Jim. Always with the smart tips.
Jim Buzzkill Kenzie.
All right, guys. Well, we have had a great seasonal show for you this hour. We covered a lot to get you ready for the holidays and the winter season, from putting up the holiday decor with the least amount of impact to your home, having peace of mind while you're traveling over the holidays so you don't get home alone, and what you should be stocking up on to be prepared for all the winter warlock has to dish out. Next week is the big to do before Thanksgiving, so we're going to share with you 5 fast and stress-free ways to get your home in tip-top shape before the holiday hits. That's all for this hour. Remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is reacting to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation announcement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said after Green went bad, going from a MAGA ally to a critic, it was only a matter of time for her to leave Congress.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
Despite that compliment, Donald Trump has called the GOP congresswoman a traitor for being critical of party leadership's handling of health care and the government shutdown. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also tonight, we've learned more about the abduction of hundreds of children in Nigeria.
More than 300 children, boys and girls, ages 10 to 18, have been abducted by gunmen in Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria says the kidnapping happened during an attack on a Catholic school in the north central part of the country. Earlier, it was thought that a little more than 200 school children were taken. The kidnapping in Niger State happened 4 days after 25 school children were seized in neighboring Kebbi State. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions, and authorities say tactical squads have been deployed alongside local hunters to rescue the children. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war says they spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told them that the peace plan the president's pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list of the Russians and not the actual plan. The 28-point peace plan was crafted by the Trump administration and the Kremlin without Ukraine's involvement. It acquiesces to many Russian demands that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has categorically rejected on dozens of occasions, including giving up large pieces of territory. President Trump says he wants Ukraine to accept the plan by late next week. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
A fire on a Los Angeles container ship yesterday prompted a shelter-in-place order for many nearby communities.
In Los Angeles, a fire aboard a container ship continues burning, prompting a shelter-in-place order for nearby communities. The blaze broke out Friday. The L.A. Fire Department says all 23 crew members are safe. However, officials say hazardous materials are on the vessel, the One Henry Hudson. And Mayor Karen Bass is ordering the areas around the port, including San Pedro and Wilmington, to shelter in place, remain at home, keep windows closed, and turn off HVAC systems. The fire started below deck and spread, causing an explosion mid-deck. More than 100 firefighters are battling the blaze at the Port of Los Angeles, which is the busiest seaport in North America. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Intuit Dome will be allowed to keep its name during the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. Bob Agnew has more.
Olympic organizers struck a deal with the makers of tanks and business software as part of a groundbreaking arrangement to sell naming rights for venues at the upcoming Summer Games. In the past, the International Olympic Committee had required that all venues be scrubbed of corporate branding when used as an Olympic venue. The new arrangement is expected to raise hundreds of millions of dollars from founding partners like Intuit, Honda, and Starbucks, and to help the LA 28 Organizing Committee cover its estimated cost of $7.1 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates early this morning, 4 hours before the game at the University of South Florida. UAB says both wounded players are in stable condition. The university has not released the names of those involved, but county jail records showed offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and joining me is Jim Kenzie. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing tremendous, Leslie. Have a good week, did you?
Yeah, you know, weeks are good. Show is busy. Work here at the Money Pit is busy. And work at the actual Money Pit, you know, my home is always busy. Why does everything seem to always be falling apart?
Yeah, Leslie, I guess I'm a firm believer in that we're only handed what we can handle. And when it comes to home improvement, people can turn to us and we can help them handle at least that portion of their lives.
Yeah, and we can handle it. I just wish that the paint I put on my kitchen cabinets, what, like 5 years ago, would last more than 5 years. And also, perhaps that I wasn't so fearful of a tall ladder, because I would love to redo the wallpaper in my stairwell.
Ah, I've got some cathedral ceilings you can help me out with, Leslie.
No.
Come on, just some, you know, respackling and, you know, painting and priming, that's all.
No, no. If you want to see a person shaking for their life while holding on to the ladder and paintbrush in one hand, while still kind of leaning out because they're crazy, that would be me.
Yeah, yeah, 21 feet here, Les. Come on, come visit.
No.
Oh, come on, Leslie. I'll cover pizza.
You know what? Maybe we rent a cherry picker, and then I will zip around your whole house and paint the ceiling, because that could be fun.
I wonder what a monthly rental would be. I'd only need it for a day or two, but it'd be fun just to get around.
This is me looking up monthly rental for a cherry picker at Jim's residence. Because I'll happily paint. Well, whatever's going on at your Money Pit, guys, we know there are lots of projects, and we know that this is a super busy time of year. And believe me, I feel it. You're busy at home, you're busy with the holidays, you're busy with the kids, you're busy with family, and then all of a sudden, something breaks, or something needs fixing, or something happens, because it always does. We are here to lend a hand, and trust me, we've been through it. So let's get to the show this hour. Coming up, are you getting ready to get glowing this holiday season? You know, without leaving the holes in your siding or starting a power outage. We are going to share some smart, damage-free ways to decorate for the holidays. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. And this is the time of year where people kind of head out of town for the holidays. So whether you're going away for a few days, or maybe even a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is definitely key to peace of mind. And trust me, I watched Home Alone a few times, so I'm really ready to talk about this segment. It definitely involves cutout characters of Michael Jordan on record players. That's your first note. Okay. Coming up, we're going to share smart, simple ways that you can keep your home safe from break-ins, from leaks, and other holiday disasters so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. And are you ready for that first real blast of winter? We're going to run through the must-have items that you should be stocking up on now before the salt sells out, before that flashlight disappears, and that first snow comes and turns your front step into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to all of the forgotten things in your pantry, we have got your winter checklist coming right up. I know, lots of stuff on your plate this hour besides the turkey, so let's get to it. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, kind of out your way in Pennsylvania, we've got Karen on the line, and she wants to talk about adding a railing to her porch. Why don't you fill us in, Karen?
Okay, when we built this home, they put in a prefab hollow porch step. Okay, wider porch and then two steps that go down. And my husband wants to put a railing on it, sturdy enough to put a screw in a post to put the railing in, to screw it. The one will be attached onto the house. The other one would be going into that hollow porch. Would that be sturdy enough to do that?
Well, I think it can be sturdy enough if you're using the right attachment points and the right type of screws. Now, when you're going into any kind of masonry, so for your house, you know, with brick or even the hollow concrete steps, you're going to use something called a tapcon, which is just a super specialized type of screw that's meant to go into a masonry surface. And the way it's got these grooves on the stem of the screw itself is that it just kind of has them tighter together, it's a little thicker, so it really just bites into that masonry surface and gives it a really strong hold. And if you use something like that, which is really going to be the appropriate choice for those locations, you should have no problem as long as you're getting the right weight, the right length, you know, really on a situation. And you'll have to look at the box because it'll say, you know, oh, for use for this, for use for this much weight on it. So you know you're getting something that's sturdy and will meet the demands of a railing. And you can find it at any home center. You just have to think, some of them come with a very specialized bit, and you do need a special bit to go use for the drill, for the to put the screw in. If it doesn't come with it, just take a look. You can buy it as an attachment. But generally, if you buy the box, it does come with the bit. It does require a little bit more effort to drive them in, but you can't miss them. They're very distinctive. They're usually blue in color. And if it turns out that that hollow step just doesn't have enough concrete behind it to really grab, you can drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step. Really, it's going to depend on how it lines up with the rest of the house. And then you can set that post in soil. And to do that, you would simply dig a post hole. You know, you can use a post hole digger to do that. You dig down about 3 feet, and then you stick a wood post in there, and then you pour concrete. And you can get the red bag by Quikrete. It's a fast-setting concrete. Pour it in the hole dry and make sure that that post is level. And then you add water to that hole itself and kind of, it mixes in place. It doesn't really need a lot of prep, but it definitely dries or cures, I should say, super strong to support that post. So if it turns out that going into the step is impossible, this is a great way to get the support you need for the post. And it is a super easy DIY project.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. Appreciate it.
All right, you are welcome.
All right, heading out my way in Ohio is Pete, and he wants to talk about some lighting. What's going on there?
My wife and I would like to install canned lights on the first floor of our two-story home. Kind of a project would I be getting myself into?
All right, well, let me ask you this, Pete. Do you like to fish?
you
know, do you enjoy casting a rod, hooking a fish? I'm only asking you this because when you install those canned lights in a finished ceiling, I mean, it's not like something that's open and you can put the wires all where they need to go and it's very easy. When you are going into something that is already finished, you quite literally have to fish that wire through everything to get it from wherever you're pulling that power from to the point where you want those fixtures. And it can be a challenge, but it also could be fun.
I see what you did there.
All right, so fixtures are there already, but you would want the canned lights on a completely separate switch?
No, we can use the existing switch, existing line.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Obviously, you have to use power. You got to light things up, so you have to lay out those lights. And you want to be careful not to put one where there's going to be a ceiling joist above it because that makes it really hard to install. So make sure you know where they are. Next, you're going to have to get power to that light. And those lights would all be connected together in a series. Then you have to get power into that line, and you also have to get a switch onto that. So it's not an easy project for somebody that doesn't do it all the time. Electricians know the tricks of the trade. They can assess it pretty quickly, and they know what to expect. So I wouldn't consider this a very basic electrical project. It's more of an advanced state. You do need some advanced tools like a fiberglass rod that you use to fish those wires through and get them to the right place. You've got to get power. You've got to get the switch. You've got to get a circuit that goes to all those lights. And because you're working in a finished room, all of this is much more challenging. For example, going from one fixture to the next when you're in the same bay, space between those ceiling joists, easy. But going perpendicular to that means you now have to drill through those joists to get the wires through. That's not so easy. There's a lot to be done, and you want to do this with a minimum amount of destruction to your home. So this really might be something that you want to hire a pro for, all right?
Yeah, let a pro come in and destroy your home. That's great.
Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they're coming in and doing the work in a way that you, as first timer for this electrical project, might totally destroy an area where the pro will be like, oh, no, zippity-doo-dah, do it like this.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you ready to get glowing this holiday season? but, you know, without leaving holes in your siding or starting a power outage. Coming up, we're going to share smart, damage-free ways to hang your holiday lights and all your decorations, from the safest ladder practices, like renting a cherry picker at Jim's house, to the best clips and cords. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. So stay with us. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I've found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you're all busy getting ready for the Thanksgiving festivities, so here is a quick refresh that you can tackle right now. You know, the front door is the first impression that your guests will get, so make it shine. Sweep the porch, add a fall wreath, pop a planter filled with mums or some seasonal greenery next to the door, and voila, it's gorgeous. You can even swap in a fresh doormat with a fun or just an elegant fall message. Wipe down the front door and the surrounding trim with a damp cloth to remove the dust and the cobwebs, and suddenly your front entry has an instant refresh. You didn't break out the paint can. You didn't have to do any major work. It's just some elbow grease, and you're suddenly going to have a beautiful front entry that's perfect for the season. All right, so let's get to it. Well, whether you're going full-on Clark Griswold or just outlining the eaves with a gentle twist. You like that, Jim? Clark Griswold?
Nice visual. Nice callback. I like it.
I mean, this really is my favorite time of year. I love the decorating. I love the movies. I love the feeling. I love the energy. So, you know, you've got the best of Leslie for the next, what, 5 weeks? But truly, guys, whatever you are working on, it could be hanging lights, wreaths, garlands. If you do it the wrong way, you can damage your home's exterior and even pose safety hazards. So before you string a single bulb, let's go over a few smart and safe ways to make your home shine this season without putting yourself or your siding in danger. So let's start with the biggest mistake that people make, nails and staples. Sure, they're fast, and yes, they're going to hold everything in place, but they also leave behind holes, and that can lead to leaks and cracks or just start to let pests inside. Instead, look for those plastic light clips that are made especially for gutters, for shingles, for siding. They're easy to install. They're not going to damage the surfaces, and they're just as easy to remove once the season is over, except that one that's been on my roof since last year, and it's been driving me insane, but I quickly repurposed it when putting up the new lights. But I just, again, fear of heights, didn't want to get back up there to take it down.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm so with you.
But they're awesome. And if you use the ones for your roof, if you want to outline or just put something over the gutter, they really just slide under the roofing shingle, and it's a super easy install. Just, you know, take them all down. Now, next up, power does matter, so do not overload your outlets. If you're plugging in string lights, make sure that they're rated for outdoor use. You want to use weatherproof extension cords and ground fault circuit interrupters, those GFCI outlets, because they are designed to shut off automatically if there is a power surge or if they are exposed to water. And you can even upgrade to smart outdoor plugs that let you control those lights remotely, or better yet, set a timer so everything just comes on at dusk and turns off before bedtime. Or if you're crazy like me, turns off at dawn because you want to see the lights all night. But my wallet says turn off at bedtime. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're going to save energy, and it will cut down on trips out into the cold. Now, for ladders, this is super important.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just adding a cozy glow to the porch, a little planning, and the right gear can help you decorate safely and keep your home looking merry and damage-free. All right, before you get your sparkle on, give us a call with your home improvement question. Jim, who do we have standing by?
Out in Missouri, we've got Lori on the line, Leslie, and she needs help with spackling. What's going on there, Lori?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling. I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that project without having a big mess, and it's going to get quite messy, but there are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you get through this project. So let's walk you through it. The first thing you need to do is test for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that popcorn material. You can pick up a testing kit for the asbestos at any kind of home hardware store near you, or you can use an outside lab. I mean, it's not terribly expensive, but you do want to make sure that it's not asbestos in any way before you tackle this project. Now, once you know that, the best process here is really something called like a wet scrape, and you get a 1 gallon garden sprayer, any kind of garden sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it, and then let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you should be able to take that wide spackle knife or putty knife and simply scrape that popcorn right off the ceiling. You want to go slow. You want to start in a small area, but you have to make sure that it's really absorbed that water well. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job. Did you miss some spots? Do you have to go over an area again? But you want to make sure that you've got it all off. The other thing is you can try to do it dry, but it really isn't going to give you the same level of success as that wet scrape. If you do have asbestos, obviously it's not a project that you could do. If there's lead paint, it could be a problem. It's so much easier for the stuff to become airborne when it's dry, so the wet approach is definitely better for a do-it-yourself project. If you do choose to go with the dryer, which definitely have a vacuum handy, it's going to be super dusty. Same for, you know, a wet dry vac helps you out with the other approach as well. You just want to make sure as you're pulling off all the debris, it goes right into the vacuum or goes right into proper drop cloths. You just have to make sure that you're working with that wide scraper and just know that you're going to get super messy. And the other thing you should consider here is as you're scraping, try to be careful and not gouge that ceiling. It's not going to be a perfect project because you are working hard to get all of that popcorn off. But if you do end up with any gouges in the ceiling, you can kind of fill it. Primer is going to be your best friend here to make sure that you're getting good adhesion. Don't go with any sort of sheen in that ceiling paint because if there are any areas of unevenness, you're going to notice it a lot more. But, you know, and your neck is going to hurt. This is a project that's definitely, like, not a fun one. I hate doing anything on the ceiling, but you're going to be so pleased with the difference you see once that popcorn ceiling is down and real proud of yourself for a do-it-yourself well done.
Well, I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't think your husband's laughing at you. He's laughing because he's happy because he doesn't have to do it. Are you heading out of town for the holiday season? Well, whether you're gone a few days or a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is key to peace of mind. Coming up, we've got simple ways to keep your home safe from break-ins so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. We've got that and more after this.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Mike Bowerman turned his post-war struggles into action by creating VetFest, a Michigan event connecting veterans to mental health support, housing, and jobs. Now attracting 3,000 attendees annually, VetFest restores purpose and community for veterans who feel alone. Bowerman says, there's a community waiting for every veteran. The festival blends celebration with life-saving resources, transforming personal loss into hope and nationwide impact.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi High Command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, guilty.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
New York's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, claims taxation isn't theft, but capitalism is.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Does Mamdani think every business owner is stealing from their workers? And he's supposed to lead the business capital of the world?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you have lots of guests coming over and you need to be ready, right? Well, lots of stuff going on. You've got holiday cooking, extra guests. All of that leads to more strain on your plumbing. And I'm not just talking about the bathroom, although that is one of the things. So let's get to the other stuff. You want to check your garbage disposal. Is it running smoothly? You can grind some ice and citrus peels to clean the blades, and that's going to freshen things up and remind the whole family and the guests to avoid pouring grease down the drain. It hardens, it gets gelatinous and gross, and that causes major clogs just in time for dinner. So lots of things that you can be doing, lots of things that you should be taking the steps to avoid doing so that those systems that work in the kitchen will continue to function. All right, guys, because everybody's got to eat a turkey, and sadly, all of those dishes do have to get washed. Gonna need the sink for that. Well, the holidays are a time to relax, recharge, and reconnect, but nothing ruins that faster than getting a call that something's gone wrong at home and you're away. Now, whether you're gone for a weekend or a week, a few smart steps now can help keep your home safe from break-ins, burst pipes, and other unwelcome surprises. So first up, make your home look lived in. This is where Kevin McAllister really shined in Home Alone. He knew how to make that place look hoppin' and not just occupied by what? I think he was like supposed to be seven.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't think I could pull any of that together when I was seven. And certainly a boy child having, you know, being in the process of raising boys, I don't think they could have pulled that stuff together at seven. But
Who knows? So the point is here, guys, you have to make the house look like somebody is in there and that it's busy. And I think the biggest mistake travelers make is letting their home look vacant. So do the basics. Put lights on timers in a few key rooms and vary them. Don't have them all turn on at 5. I mean, you saw the bad guys being like, ha-ha, number 5, look, boop-boop, all on. You want the bedroom to come on and go off. And you can, thanks to all of these smart plugs, set the timers for a variety of times. They can go on, they can go off, and it can look like somebody is actually using the house. And motion-activated exterior lights, those are going to be great too, especially near doors and driveways. Now, if you're expecting packages, either pause those deliveries or ask a neighbor to collect them, because truly nothing screams, we're not home, like a pile of Amazon boxes right on the front porch. And speaking of neighbors, let them know you're going to be away. A trusted neighbor is one of your best defenses. And ask them to keep an eye on your house, grab the mail, maybe even just park their car in your driveway occasionally, just to make things look active. Next, lock it down. I mean, all of it. It sounds obvious, but double check that every door and every window is locked. That includes the basement, the second floor windows, and the door from the garage into the house. Consider adding a smart lock or a doorbell camera. They're affordable, and they let you monitor things right from your phone. Now, don't forget the thermostat, and don't forget the plumbing. You want to set your thermostat to around 55 degrees. That will keep the pipes from freezing. I always do like 60. I don't know why, but 55 seems to be the recommended number, but I bump it up 5 to 60. That just seems better. So that gives an extra layer of protection to make sure that the heat is on, things aren't freezing. If you have a kitchen cabinet on an exterior wall, open up those cabinet doors. That's going to let the warm air circulate around the plumbing. If you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time, it's really not a bad idea to shut off the water supply to the washing machine or the dishwasher. That's going to prevent major leaks. And also protect against fire. Unplug those non-essential electronics like a coffee maker, a toaster, holiday lights. Do all of that before you go. Even if it's not in use or not on, just unplug all of those things. Not only does this reduce the risk of electrical fire, but it's going to save energy. Now, a security system, if you've got one, use it. You want to make sure it's armed, and you want to make sure that all of your contact info with that security system is up to date. If you don't, now's a great time to just explore basic DIY systems that will monitor the doors, the windows, and motion and alert sensors there that will notify you via smartphone that something is off at the house. Because you're not there. You want to know what's going on. And finally, don't advertise your trip. I know we all love posting travel pictures, but save the vacation bragging for when you get home. Posting real-time updates on your social media just tips off the wrong people that your house is sitting there empty. With just a little planning and a few smart precautions, you can head into your holiday travel knowing that your home is safe, secure, and ready to welcome you back. That's all to make for a very happy holiday season. We don't want to ruin anybody's good time. All right, Jim, let's not ruin anybody's good time. Who can we help out? Who's next?
We have a flooring question coming out of Wisconsin. Leslie, we've got Robin. Robin, how can we help you out?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. Do we need to, I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under? Or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
I mean, you're making it sound, Robin, like there's a tremendous amount of glue on this floor. Is it just in little areas? Is there like inches of it all over? What's going on?
Just little areas of unevenness. And we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Yeah, and you're going to find that sanding it is just going to kind of gunk up the glue and get everything all stuck. And it kind of, it's always so funny. I feel like when you try to sand an adhesive, it just kind of warms up and reactivates it back into an adhesive. So that's kind of not the best. So generally with the vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside, and some might recommend something as the underlayment. But most of the times I would just say follow that manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for the product. But for the most part with vinyl planking, you're really not going to need any kind of underlayment, they're either going to overlap and adhere to one another with double-sided tape, or they're going to click and lock together. It depends on what type of flooring product you're working with. But if it is a thinner vinyl plank and you are going to get a lot of flex to it, you might see those areas of unevenness from the adhesive below. If you go with a more rigid plank that has an underlayment that's going to kind of even out the spaces, I mean, especially if it's truly just little areas, that should do the trick of covering over it and creating a smooth and level surface, and then it's going to really look great.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that flooring project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, it's going to be winter before you know it. Are you ready for it? We're going to run through the must-have items to stock up on now before the salt sells out, the flashlights disappear, and the first snow turns your front steps into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to those forgotten things in your pantry, we've got your winter checklist coming right up. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hi, this is Linda spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to crack. But here's what you would do. First of all, you've got to use an anti-tannin primer, and that's usually an oil-based primer. And you're going to put that on the siding first. And then that kind of seals everything and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in that cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you're going to use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house that's siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it, so it's not going to get that kind of faded look that you might not be fond of. And if you go this process with the oil-based primer and the latex-based stain on top, you could probably get about 15 years on this process, especially the first time if you prep it right, and it will look terrific for years to come. All right, Rich, siding project is always a larger project to tackle, but it's definitely a great one, so hope it helps you out. Well, as the temperatures start to dip and the days get shorter, now is the time to shift into winter prep mode before you find yourself scrambling mid-snowstorm for batteries or trying to chip your way down an icy walkway without salt. So whether you're expecting snow, ice, wind, or just cozy evenings indoors, having a few key items on hand now will save you a lot of stress and even money later. So let's start outside. You want to stock up on ice melt now, especially pet safe or concrete safe versions if you need them. The stuff always flies off the shelves with the first cold snap, and you'll want it ready before your steps turn super slippery. And don't forget snow tools. Check your snow shovels, check the snow blower now. If anything's broken or rusted out, it's better to replace or repair it early. And if you do have a snow blower, make sure it starts and service it before you really need it. Now on to the indoors. You want to check your furnace filters and pick up a few extras. Clogged filters do make that system work harder. That'll drive up your bills and cut down the comfort. Stocking up now means that you will be covered for the whole season. Batteries, flashlights, lanterns, extra phone chargers, power banks, those should all be in one easy-to-find place. A winter storm could knock the power out fast, so you're going to thank yourself later for being ready. I actually just restocked all of that. I was like, I have no batteries. Why are all these chargers in a big pile in one drawer? I can't tell you it's going to last a very long time, Jim. But I did it.
Atta girl.
You know, a few days later, it still looks great, and the right chargers are in the right Ziplocs,
wow,
and all of that. But so far, I think I'm the only person who's been in that drawer. Just give it a few days. When the boyfriend, the stepson, all the kids are around, I give it 5 minutes.
That's called living.
Yeah. I wish other people living would take care of the organizing. You know what I'm saying?
Touché.
So anyway, do that step now, and then we'll talk in 2 weeks when you need to do it again. Now, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, get that firewood stacked and cover it and make sure it's in a dry spot. And make sure you've got kindling and matches or fire starter all in a kit. Wet wood is no fun when you're cold. And finally, the pantry. Keep a few shelf-stable meals, extra water, and comfort items like tea, cocoa, or even soup on hand. It doesn't have to be fancy, just the stuff that you're going to want if you're stuck inside or if guests show up unexpectedly. For me, that's always brownie mix and Bloody Mary mix. Nothing says a snowstorm like a Bloody Mary, a puzzle, and brownies baking in the oven.
A little cinnamon in the air, maybe.
Well, the goal here, guys, is not like doomsday prep. It's just smart, simple comfort planning so that you can relax and enjoy the season no matter what the weather throws your way. Better safe than sorry.
Nothing ruins the look of your sleek, flat-screen TV faster than a tangle of messy cords trailing down the wall. Coming up, Leslie shares smart, simple ways to hide those wires for good. From easy stick options to built-in upgrades that keep your space safe and stylish. So stick with us on the Money Pit.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com/family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Looking to build and host a website? Does your small business need a presence online? Want to engage in online commerce, but just don't know where or how to start? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the experts at GoDaddy. Young Lee from GoDaddy has more.
We do have an end-to-end solution to grow anyone's online presence, whether you're an individual or a small business. And so when it's about registering that initial business name or that idea you have for your brand, that would be like a domain, all the way to building and hosting a website, as well as offering a suite of marketing tools that help you grow online. And on top of that, we're known for our user-friendly tools that are great for individuals and businesses that don't have the technical expertise or may not feel confident in that area. And so we're...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.